I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Vin Taney.
I'm Jerry O'Lennon.
I'm Richard Hoyt Jr.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Christine McShane.
Hello, and welcome to our show,
Chico Now.
A half hour designed for the community and brought to you by the community.
Each day, one of our hosts will join with people from organizations throughout the greater Chico area.
We want to let you know what's happening in Chico Now.
Join us.
This is Chico Now.
Why am I soft in the middle now? Why am I soft in the middle? The rest of my life is so hard. I need a photo opportunity. I want a shot of redemption.
Good afternoon, Chico. This is your host, Jessica Wilkerson. Thank you for joining us on this beautiful Tuesday. A couple of things that I'd like to announce. At Chico Creek Counseling, last week we started our parenting group for parents of teenagers. We spoke about the brain dynamics and all of the changes that are happening in the teenage brain, some work by Dr. Dan Siegel. Also, on the second Wednesday of every month is a free class for parents of high-functioning Asperger's and autism teenagers and young adults, and that is led by Joe Taylor. So anytime you want to come on down to the parenting class, which is $25 a session, or to the free parenting Asperger's class, come on down to Chico Creek Counseling. That's at 1530 Humboldt Road, Suite 1B. Today we have an amazing topic, a topic that is going to make you think, there but by the grace of God go I. When I was a teenager, or now, or my children, or my grandchildren, or any of the neighbors who I love, or the people at my church. Because this is a pretty intense topic. We are blessed to have Dr. Kate Chanchell with us. She is a PhD professor over at our university here in Chico. And she's here to talk about an upcoming event and a group that they have called Stop Trafficking. Welcome.
Thank you very much. It's nice to be here, Jessica.
Thank you for coming. So let's start out by discussing the group that you're starting in Chico called STOP. Tell us a little bit about the group and when you guys meet.
Okay, well, there's basically two groups in Chico. One is the CSU Chico Student Activist Club, STOP, which stands for Stop Trafficking of Persons. And it started several years ago as part of a sociology class that Yanya Lalich had. And for the last 7 or 8 years, the club has been very active in trying to spread awareness to human trafficking in our community. They've done had a number of events, and one of them is an annual human trafficking awareness event. So that's the STOP, CSU Chico STOP Club. They have their meetings on Wednesdays, every Wednesday from, I think it's,
5 o'clock in Butte Room 327?
That's right. 5 o'clock in Butte. And everybody in the community is welcome. You don't have to be a student to join. And they provide lots of information about human trafficking, both locally and internationally, as well as what you can do to get involved to stop this really dreadful human rights abuse that's epidemic today.
Wow. So I would love to talk more about that. Let's first tell the listeners about the event that's coming up, the third annual Human Trafficking Awareness Week, April 14th through 17th. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, I can. It was designed, the intention of it is designed to educate the public to human trafficking, again, both locally and nationally and worldwide. And I know some of the listeners out there saying, well, human trafficking doesn't happen in Chico. And I'm afraid to inform you that indeed it does. Last year we had a human trafficking bust here in Chico in a neighborhood off of Shoshone where young girls from Mexico were brought up and sold for sex. And they were moved from house to house to house in the North State area.
Wow.
It happens here in Chico.
That's our backyard.
That is our backyard, yeah.
At least for me, when I think about human trafficking, and this is completely a stereotype, I think of the movies, and mm-hmm. in the movies, that is usually portrayed as something happening in Eastern Europe or the Middle East. It's never in movies portrayed happening here domestically in the United States or beautiful Northern California.
Right, or Butte County or Chico, yeah, right. Which is why you need to come to our event. So the event is, as you mentioned, it's April 14th to 17th on the Chico State campus, All the events are free and open to the public. And every afternoon we have a seminar from 4:30 to 7:30 where we bring in various speakers and service providers. So the first day we have we have FBI agents, assistant state attorney, the Sacramento deputy district attorney, local Chico PD coming to talk about human trafficking in the North State. And that evening from 7:30 to 9:30, the same law enforcement folk will be here having a round table to answer any questions people might have. We're especially hoping that high school teachers or school teachers, members of church communities, people who are involved in law enforcement in any kind of way would come to Monday's events. And then the week goes on like that. We have seminars from 4:30 to 6:30 and then evening speakers from 7:30 to 9:30.
Wow. So this, even though the 14th through the 16th is during the work week, since these are in the evening, it's completely doable for people who have a normal 8 to 5 to be able to attend.
Yeah, that's how we intended it. And again, even in the seminars, the 4:30 to 6:30, they would run from 4:30 to 5:30, 5:30 to 6:30. So if you can't come right on time, there's no problem whatsoever. The seminars will take place in Calusa Hall, and then the evening speakers will take place in the BMU auditorium, the big auditorium on the Chico State campus. And this year we have a couple of really interesting and important speakers coming, so I hope you all can attend it.
Wow. And so to recap, it's April 14th through the 17th in the evening from 4:30 to 7:30, and then sometimes 9:30, depending on which day and which event you go to.
Right. No, it's 4:30 to 6:30, Monday through Thursday, and then 7:30 to 9:30, Monday through Thursday. So we have two different events.
Gotcha. Okay, well, please keep listening if you want to learn more about this and what has been happening in Chico locally, ways that you can help.
Why am I soft in the middle now? Why am I soft in the middle? The rest of my life is so hard. I need a photo opportunity. I want a shot of redemption. Don't want to end up a cartoon in a cartoon graveyard.
Welcome back to Chico Now. This is your host.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Jerry O'Lennon.
I'm Richard Hoyt Jr.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Christine McShane.
Hello and welcome to our show,
Chico Now. Half hour designed for the community and brought to you by the community.
Each day, one of our hosts will join with people from organizations throughout the greater Chico area.
We want to let you know what's happening in Chico Now.
Join us.
This is Chico Now.
He says, why am I soft in the middle now? Why am I soft in the middle? The rest of my life is so hard. I need a photo opportunity.
Welcome back to Chico Now. This is your host, Jessica Wilkerson, and we are here with what I'm calling There But By the Grace of God Go I. We are talking to Dr. Kate Chanchell about the Stop Third Annual Human Trafficking Awareness Week and the various types of human trafficking, in addition to the ways that we can see and spot it and report it, and how important that is to report. Okay, Dr. Kate Chanchell, go ahead and tell us a little bit more about, as citizens, what it is, what it looks like, how we would even know if something around us was amiss.
Exactly. Well, one of the things that you mentioned before the break, Jessica, which I find so prevalent, is most people think that human trafficking is something that happens over there to those people. They don't understand that it's happening right here in the backyard, and they don't know how to recognize the signs of it. Trafficking happens in a myriad of ways. One way is, of course, minor sex trafficking. That's the most prevalent kind here in Butte County, where pimps get their hands on young girls, and they're called, oftentimes they're called Romeo pimps. They befriend the girls via Facebook or catch them after school or what have you. They know how to identify people who are vulnerable. They get the girls to fall in love with them, and then they have a dire problem, like, I'm going to go to prison unless I can come up with this money. I need you to do this thing for me. And so they start pimping out the girls, and before they know it, the girls are in over their head, they can't get out. Something happened on the Chico State campus a couple of years ago. A girl was taken to a party by her boyfriend. He got her drunk, she passed out, his two friends raped her while he filmed it, and then the next day showed her the film and said, we're going to post this on Facebook and send a copy to your parents unless you let me sell you. And so he had her for sale on Craigslist for about 6 months. But other ways that trafficking exists in the North State and in California in general is through labor exploitation. So a real common place where you can find trafficking is in nail parlors. If you ever have gone into an Asian nail parlor, for example, and you see all these women working on the nails who are not speaking with you, and there's a guy standing in the back of the room keeping a close eye on things, chances are good that these are women who have been trafficked. And oftentimes they're forced at night to service men. So they're working for no pay. They don't have control over their schedules. They're being forced to live and work in a specific area. In agriculture, there's a lot of people in the Central Valley who are trafficked into agricultural work. Oftentimes they're undocumented workers, but they're being held against their will. They're not getting paid. It's a dreadful situation. Restaurants, there's been numerous famous cases in the Bay Area of restaurateurs who have trafficked children and others to come over and work for no pay. Massage parlors, we have two massage parlors here in Chico that are open 24 hours. And most of the women who are working in those massage parlors don't speak English. Who gets a massage at 3 o'clock in the morning?
Right. That's a very good point.
Right. So some of these situations are highly suspect. And the reason why it's important to come to our event, certainly, but to also find out more about what human trafficking is and what it looks like, is because in the United States, only 1% of the human trafficking cases are ever detected and prosecuted. So 99% goes unprosecuted. And what we're talking about here is, on average, somewhere between 200,000 and 300,000 U.S. kids are sold into sexual slavery in the United States each year. Many, many more thousands of adults are sold into labor exploitation. 70% of that 1% that has been detected and prosecuted came because ordinary citizens noticed that something didn't look right and called the national hotline. We do have a national human trafficking hotline. And the number for that, for all of you listening, write this down, put it in your phone, tattoo it on your arm, is 1-888-3737-888. And that's the number to call if you think you might be witnessing a trafficking situation. Another situation that my husband and I are pretty convinced is a trafficking situation is beggars. There's a group of mentally challenged folk who are homeless that appear every 4 or 5 months in Chico. They're around for about 3 months and then they're gone. And it's the way the whole situation looks. I suspect it's a trafficking situation. Traffickers will take people who are vulnerable, homeless, incapacitated in some way, and use them.
Thank you so much for that. And please, listeners, stay tuned because we will be back one more time to talk to Dr. Kate about this situation and the event that's coming up next week. Thanks.
A man walks down the street. He says, why am I soft in the middle now? Why am I soft in the middle? The rest of my life is so hard. I need a photo opportunity. I want a shot of redemption. Don't want to end up a cartoon in a cartoon graveyard.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Vin Taney.
I'm Jerry O'Lennon.
I'm Richard Hoyt Jr.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Christine McShane.
Hello, and welcome to our show,
Chico Now. A half hour designed for the community and brought to you by the community.
Each day, one of our hosts will join with people from organizations throughout the greater Chico area.
We want to let you know what's happening in Chico now.
Join us.
This is Chico Now.
He says, why am I soft in the middle now? Why am I soft in the middle? The rest of my life is so hard. I need a photo opportunity.
Welcome back to Chico Now. This is your host, Jessica Wilkerson. Thank you for sticking with us or tuning in right now. We are talking with Dr. Kate Transchell, and we're discussing the prevalence of human trafficking, the types, because it's not all just sex trafficking. It's also labor and other types. You think of labor trafficking, and you think of our past with the African Americans and when they were labor trafficked over here, and you think that that's all done and over with, but it's not. And Dr. Kate is here to talk to us a little bit more about that and to tell us about the ways that we can not only help, but also educate ourselves through the STOP 3rd Annual Human Trafficking Awareness Week, where they have every day there are several different activities where the FBI is coming and speaking with us. It looks like on one of the days we even have somebody who was rescued as a guest speaker.
Yes, we actually have two survivors coming. One was a woman who was trafficked as a college student, and one who was trafficked as a young girl from Fresno, California. So we have, those are very, very powerful talks, and both of them are very important for those of you who have teenage daughters to attend, to come, or if you teach in a high school, if you have a faith-based community where there are teenagers, you really need to come find out the ways these young women were entrapped by the pimps. It's really important. If you actually want a list of the entire schedule of events, you can find that at STOP's website, and that is at www.csuchico.edu/stop. And if you go to that website, you can see the entire schedule for the week.
It looks like Wednesday, April 16th at 7:30 in the BMU auditorium is one of the survivors.
Yes, Shamir McKenzie. Yeah, she's an internationally known speaker on sex trafficking. And then Tuesday evening's speaker, Carissa Phelps, has written a really powerful book called Runaway Girl, where she details her experiences of being trapped basically by a pimp and sold, and her everything she's gone through and her amazing recovery today. She's a lawyer. She has her legal degree, and she set up a non-government organization that uses rescued victims or trafficking survivors to marshal resources for other survivors. It's really an incredible story that she's got.
That just gave me goosebumps.
Yeah.
Just to think someone would go from trafficked or a slave to a lawyer and advocate. That is just a beautiful story.
It's an amazing story.
Oh, I can't wait to hear her. That's on Tuesday?
Yes, Tuesday, April 15th. Yeah, from 7:30 to 9:30 in the BMU auditorium. Our keynote speaker, a guy by the name of J.D. Steer, actually is good friends with Aaron Rodgers and works with him to bring attention and awareness to conflict minerals that use slave labor. So all the minerals in your phone and your computer and all of that oftentimes are extracted through slave labor.
So not just diamonds.
Not just diamonds, no, unfortunately. And when you mentioned the slave trade, a lot of people think that slavery is over and done with, but in fact, there are more slaves per capita today than at any other time in human history.
Wow.
So more slaves today than at any other time in human history. So there never was a greater need for an abolitionist movement, and we've got one right here in Chico.
Oh, we do. And the listeners of Chico Now, these are strong, powerful Christian people who will not stand for other people being put down. One more thing that I wanted to ask you about. Earlier off the air, we were talking, and you were saying that the Soroptimists are trying to come up with an organization for their survivors. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Right. Well, it's actually not the Soroptimists. We have started a Stop Trafficking Foundation that's not the CSU Chico Student Club. This is largely for community and professionals that was funded in large measure by the Soroptimist International in Chico.
Okay.
They gave us our initial grant. And what we're trying to do now is cobble together resources for trafficking victims. If there's a trafficking situation in Chico or anywhere, we know what to do with the perpetrator. He gets arrested, he goes to prison, you know, that whole process starts. But what do you do with the victim? And especially, what do you do with the victim if she's under 18? And the victims, when they are rescued, come with a myriad of problems. They have health problems, they have mental problems, they have all kinds of issues. Oftentimes they're tattooed by their pimps, tattoos of ownership, so they need the tattoos removed. So what we're trying to put together is a group of community folk like yourselves who are listening who can offer some kind of service on a pro bono as needed basis for victims of trafficking, whether it's tattoo removal, haircuts, shoes, dental work, gynecological care, anything like that. And what we would do with that is we would put together the list. And if, say, local PD, Chico PD, or local FBI says, I've got a victim who needs a tattoo removed, needs some dental work done, and needs some gynecological care, we can then connect the service providers with that victim. And again, it would just be on an as-needed basis and pro bono, because there's so much need out there.
Wow, what a blessing. What a blessing to be able to put that together and to provide that to these people who have been victimized for so long and so tremendously.
Right, yeah. So if any of you are listening and you're thinking, I can do that, contact me at ktranchell@csuchico.edu.
Thank you, folks, and I will see you next Tuesday for Chico Now. This is Jessica Wilkerson, out.
Opportunity. I want a shot of redemption. Don't want to end up a cartoon in a cartoon.